Anybody have any questions or want to share anything of their experience? Yes.
This is from last week. And I violated your guidance that said, don't get too big of a memory. And I did.
Oh, in a group.
Yeah. And I felt worse at the end, but I didn't feel right. You said to tell you, but it was just, you know, people are leaving, so I didn't. And is that all there is to it? I just picked too big of a one to do in a group.
Well, how did you feel about it tomorrow, or how do you feel about it today?
It was still same.
Intensity?
Yeah.
And it still is today?
Yes.
And you're playing it exactly the same way?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not grilling you. I'm asking for information because it's great teaching. So
I think, didn't I just make the mistake of don't pick a big one to do in a group?
Yes, but what's really, I believe, happening to you is that it's not... things are changing for you. Because so let me ask you in a few different ways. Not to make you wrong, but this is where it gets a little tricky measuring this stuff. But what happened is you picked a memory that opened a door with many negative pathways in it. Okay, if it's a big memory that triggers you, there's not just one negative feeling. You know, there's many, there's a story of betrayal, there's a story of abandonment, there's a story of resentment, there's a story of I could have done it better, there's a story of they should have done it better. There's a bunch of different things. You just didn't clean them all up. That's the trick with picking a big memory. Okay?
I see.
But I would challenge you to really consider, did it not change at all? Or how bad was your week? If you really stirred up a big gnarly memory and didn't shift any of it, you would have a really tough week.
I did. But I went on to other challenges. I'm in a growth process, so a lot of, you know, growing pains in the other areas. But that one, it just...
Okay, so give us, like, a name of it, but not a descriptive name. Like, it can be in the kitchen. It could be July 3rd. It could be the meeting. Give us a title.
The Family Ranch.
The Family Ranch. Okay, so everybody take a big breath. Okay, before we dive into the Family Ranch, I want you to go ahead and pick. It can either be a physical thing that you're expecting, like if you don't have physical pain in the room. You know, every time this hurts if I carry too much or the weather affects my knee, that's appropriate. You can think of that. But a better measurement is pick a memory that's not close to you, that's not too big, if you're new to this. So it's an old roommate, an old teacher, an old neighbor, somebody you don't even see anymore. But when you think of an incident with them, could even be the death of a pet, something not too big and gnarly, but something that when you think of it, you still feel bad. Even though you can't go back, you can't change it, you're not going to see them anymore. There's nothing to be fixed. Right? Pick one. You have to pick one, though. Don't pick a bunch. Pick one memory. Again, I'm going to be quiet. I want you to play it. And so, John, play your memory exactly the way you did a week ago. And become very aware of what you feel and where you feel it in your body. All right? One thing. Now really see you. How does that feel to you? Heavy? Sad? Do you feel the pressure on your lungs, your chest, your heart? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel it in your head? Do you feel it in your throat? Do you get tension in your shoulders? Yeah, tune in where you feel it. Now scale it 0 to 10, however you would scale it. Okay, you got your number? All right, now put that aside and come back to me. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Just come back to me. So if you feel the twinge in the back, that's about betrayal. If you feel muscular pain in the back. Do you feel comfortable coming up for this? Okay, so I'm going to use this as a teaching example. Not that I'm encouraging you to poke in big gnarly things in a group, but you know, if it happens, let me show you how to work it down, okay, so that you don't just go without. All right, so when you think of this, the ranch memory, and that's all the information I'm going to get from you, okay, the ranch memory, what do you feel? I'm talking feel, not think.
Not what?
Think. What do you feel?
Pain.
Where?
Between heart and gut, or in that area.
Okay, and how would you describe that pain?
Wrenching.
Wrenching, twisting. Okay, so you look for a description. See, he did a really good job. All of you can relate, right? A wrenching, twisting pain right at the core of you. You with me? So if it's yourself and you have this really traumatic memory, it's like, what do I feel when I'm thinking of that memory? Not when it happened, but present time. Right? And it looks like this. So now remember, just stay with me. Don't worry about your stuff. We'll come back to your stuff. Just let your mind relax and play with me. Okay? All right.